we found out about borderline personality disorder only when our daughter told us back in April 2010 that she was diagnosed upon entry to the hospital for suicidal thoughts, that she was actually diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. And I remember my wife telling me that she thinks she probably told Sasha something to the effect, "Oh, it's not so bad, and it means it's on the borderline, right? Meaning you're on the borderline of a personality disorder. You don't really have it. It's close. So it should be you can kind of get out of it fairly well. So there's still really a lot of hope. It's good." She didn't know, of course, that it's really one of the most stigmatized mental disorders out there. And just the numbers, like in terms of the story, the sexual assault is of course so important. And at the same time, something like borderline personality disorder, in the U.S., there's enough people living with that disorder to fill New York City. So if that's not a story, I'm not sure, but I don't understand how much bigger can a story get than that? And not only that's the case, but there are as many people with borderline personality disorder as people living with schizophrenia or bipolar. And in terms of the research money being given to this disorder, don't get me wrong, schizophrenia is a devastating disorder, and bipolar too, and we need more research for those disorders. But just in terms of relative money, a typical year, $300 million in research for schizophrenia, and the same year, $5 million for borderline personality disorder. So it doesn't seem to make sense.